It's a dog tag's life. Only 58% of the soldiers killed in action during the American Civil War were positively identified. Soldiers had a legitimate concern that if they were killed, their families would never know what happened to them, other than that they were missing in action. Each soldier started writing his name on a piece of paper or a handkerchief and pinning it to his clothing before going into battle. Some soldiers went to the trouble of carving small wooden discs with their names on them, then drilling a hole in the disc and hanging it from their necks with a piece of string. Others made their own ID tags by grinding off one side of a coin and then etching their name on it. The first ID tags. Eventually, retail merchants started producing and selling metal discs to soldiers. During the Civil War, Harper's Weekly magazine advertised soldiers' pins, made of silver or gold and etched with the soldier's name and unit. Dogs wore similar identification tags, so it wasn't long before soldiers began referring to their ID tags as dog tags. By the 1890s, the U.S. Army and Navy were experimenting with metal identification tags for recruits. When America entered the war in 1917, all soldiers were issued two aluminum tags stamped with their name, rank, serial number, unit, and religion. World War II dog tags were rectangular with rounded ends and a notch at one end. It was rumored that the notch was put in the tag so that the tag could be placed in a dead soldier's mouth to hold it open so that gases would escape and the body wouldn't become bloated. Fortunately, the truth was a lot less gruesome. The stamping machine required a notch to hold the blank tag in place while it was being stamped. The tags were first made of brass and later of a corrosion-resistant alloy of nickel and copper. By the end of the war, all tags were made of stainless steel. They were suspended from the neck by a rope, a beaded chain, or a stainless steel wire with a plastic cover. During the Vietnam War, new stamping machines were used and the notch was eliminated. Soldiers started taping their tags together so that they wouldn't make noise and give away their position. By the end of the war, rubber covers were issued to keep the tags silent. American-style dog tags are a worldwide phenomenon. In fact, during the two Persian Gulf Wars, Iraqi soldiers wore dog tags that were identical to their American counterparts, except that the printing was in Arabic. The soldier of the future will wear dog tags that hold a microchip containing medical and dental records. The U.S. Marines have developed their own version that can pinpoint the location of a wounded soldier using the global positioning system.